Duffy's Tavern, where you'll eat meat to eat, Archie the man just baking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Guess what? My uncle just died and left me a saloon in Las Vegas. Yeah. Well, that's out west, Duffy, where men are men. And the women wouldn't have it any other way. What'll I do in a place where men are men? Well, Duffy, I'm hoping in my case they'll make an exception. How far west is it? Well, you know where 9th Avenue is. And then is the Hudson River. This is even wester. Yeah, I understand that it's a big week out there, what they call Helldorado week. Helldorado. Well, Dorado means gold, and... You think I should go, huh? And you'd like me to take Mrs. Duffy along? But, huh? I could drop her off somewheres in the Middle West? Duffy, there ain't enough room in the West for that middle. Now, look, leave us not argue. I'll see you when you get back from the West. Okay, Pard. Grandiose. Well, Eddie, old Pard...
What is this old Pard?
Pard, it's a Western time, like two peas in a pod, you know? Well, I guess we're ready to go. Looks like we can kiss Duffy and this tavern goodbye.
Kiss Duffy? Yeah. Well, somehow it don't sound quite sanitary. Huh? Hey, you ain't gonna try to get to Las Vegas in that broken-down jalopy you bought, is it?
What's wrong with that car?
Well, in the first place, it's got a windshield wiper, but no windshield. Number two, the top is down, but it ain't a convertible. And number three, there's a little trouble with the headlights.
What's wrong with them?
The wicks have burned out. Boy, that car sure must have been in a bad accident.
An accident? What do you mean?
Well, if it wasn't an accident, somebody sure must have done a lot to it on purpose.
Eddie, that was one of the best cars on a used car lot when Gilhooly sold it to me.
Who?
Gilhooly, the laughing Latvian. He said that it was formerly owned by a very wealthy old lady, and she only had one minor accident with it.
Minor, huh?
Yeah, it seems she was a little deep and didn't hear the engineer blowing his whistle. And besides, if anything does go wrong with this car, don't forget, I used to work for Helbig's Garage, you know.
But you worked there when it was a livery stable.
Stop being technical. After all, horsepower is horsepower. And believe me, Eddie, I know me automobiles. When a dame walks home from an automobile ride with me, it ain't on account of engine trouble.
Well, look here, who's going to drive this car?
Who's going to drive it? I am.
But you never drove a car before.
So what? I have average intelligence, haven't I? Eddie, I have some intelligence, haven't I? Eddie, dames drive cars, don't they? What's the to it? Only a couple of things you got to remember. You step on the starter and then you...
Grind the valve?
Grind the valves? Well, naturally. Then you... Release the generator, choke the clutch, put your feet up on the dashboard and you're off. And all you have to remember after you get going is to stick your left hand out when you go left and your right hand out when you go right.
Well, what happens when you go in straight ahead?
You stick both hands out.
Well, that's a nice devil-may-care attitude.
Thank you.
How far is this Las Vegas, anyhow?
How far is it? Well, as I understand, it's, as the crow flies, about 2,000 miles. By road, it's about 1,800.
Yeah, but... tell me this. How come it's shorter by road than the way the crow flies?
Well, Eddie, the road is on the ground. You see, with the crow, you got to subtract the difference that it takes him to go up in the air and come down again.
Say, look at you, Mr. By the way, what are we going to use for money when we get out to Las Vegas?
Well, I'm taking along some traveler's checks.
You mean the kind you cash and start traveling?
Eddie, after I cash a check, I don't have to travel.
Oh, you mean you stay in one place for a long time, huh?
Look, Eddie, don't worry about the money on this trip. We got worse things to worry about. Oh, hello, Finnegan. I'm glad you dropped in. You're just in time to say goodbye.
Goodbye, Art.
Goodbye, Finnegan.
By the way, where am I going?
You ain't going no place.
Then why am I saying goodbye?
Finnegan, I'm saying goodbye. I'm going to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, Nevada. Boy, that's the place for me, Art.
Well, what you doing, Nevada?
I'd get a divorce.
But you ain't even married.
I know, but Arch, I don't believe in waiting until the last minute.
Well, I hate to disappoint you, Finnegan, but I ain't taking you with me.
But Arch, who's going?
Well, just me and Eddie and Pierre the dog.
Pierre the dog? Archie, why are you taking him? What's he got that I ain't got?
Well, for one thing, fleas.
You want to bet? Las Vegas, George.
Well, me deceased uncle left me a saloon.
So. Well, take me along and I'll be the cashier.
The cashier? You don't even know how to count.
Oh, no. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How about 11?
Never heard of it.
Finnegan, does your brain always come up a double O? Look. We'll take you with us. Okay, just to stop the argument. Now, let us see.
I say, Archie.
Oh, yes, Miss Duffy.
Are you going to take me out west with you?
Nah, the west ain't no place for you. That's a man's country. There's 500 men out there for every woman.
Oh, well, that's what I like. A nice, even distribution.
But that's what them men like, too, a nice, even distribution. And that's what you ain't got, Miss Duffy.
Miss Archer, I was just reading in the newspaper that Roy Rogers is out there in Las Vegas making a movie for Republic Studios.
Yeah? Roy Rogers? Oh, Archie, now you gotta take me. Oh, what a man. That big bronze body and... Oh, and those steely eyes and iron muscles. Oh.
Steely eyes and the iron muscles. I hope the guy never gets caught in the rain. He sounds like he'd rust to death. Now, look, Miss Duffy, I gotta get going. Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
You got me clothes all packed?
Yes, sir.
Leave us check it now. You got the leather sport chaps?
Check.
Them high-heeled jod hoppers?
Check.
Checkered shirt?
Check.
Make it a little louder, Eddie.
You can't get a check much louder than this.
Cut out the whiz me. Now, let's see. You got me a silver-handled belt?
Check.
Me spurs?
Check.
Me silk handkerchief?
Now, that I ain't got.
Well, Eddie, I gotta have something for around me neck.
Don't worry. They'll think of something when you get out there.
Well, okay, I guess we got about everything, then.
Say, Art, ain't you going to miss the tavern?
Yeah, I am, Finnegan. It's going to seem a long way away, but that's kismet. Well, goodbye, old Moosehead. Goodbye, old Chuck Wagon. Goodbye, old Boots and Saddles.
Ain't you going to say goodbye to me?
Sorry. Goodbye, old Paint. Take good care of the place. Hey, this car don't ride so bad at that, does it?
I don't know, Arch. It's kind of bumpy sitting on this rear fender.
Finnegan, this car ain't got a fender.
No wonder me pants are smoking.
Oh. Sorry, Finnegan, I'll turn off the exhaust.
What car?
It's a thing you turn off when you're exhausted. Boy, we must be a long way out of New York now. Let's see that map. Montreal... Quebec? Guess we're on the right road.
I don't know. I got a feeling we're going north.
Eddie, turn the map a little more sideways. See? A Texas throw, Montreal, Tallahassee, Florida, and Greensboro, N.C.
N.C.?
Means near Cincinnati.
Boy, this is a big country, ain't it?
Hey, Arch, what are them lakes over there?
Lakes where?
Over there.
Finnegan, them ain't no lakes. They are what are known out here in the West as mirages.
Mirages, eh?
Yeah, first you see them and then you don't.
Oh, like a burlesque show.
A healthy comparison. By the way, them trees over there is what is known as catkiss trees.
Oh, catkiss, eh?
Yeah, huh?
What are the little ones, Josh?
That's sagebrush. It was originally invented by Zane Grey. Wait a minute. I think we're coming into a town here, huh? Hey, what does that sign say over there?
It said the Red Rooster.
Well, what do you think of that? We're finally in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
The place my uncle left me, Eddie. Leave us go in and see what it looks like inside.
Oh, my. Death Valley.
Yeah, it is a little on the dusty side, but maybe it'll be all right as soon as we clean out some of the dirt.
What do you recommend? Blasting or once over lightly with a bulldozer?
Look, you just know what I tell you. Wait a minute. Maybe it'd be better not to clean it up. Maybe we ought to take advantage of the dirt and give it, you know, some crummy name like Sloppy Joe's or the
Greasy Spoon.
How about Duffy's Tavern?
Well, that's close. How about Duffy's Dump?
No, that's a little too low class.
Yeah.
How about Duffy's Dude Dump?
Duffy's Dude Dump. Eddie, that's it.
You mean I dude it?
Yeah. How'd you ever think of it?
I guess I got a skeleton in my closet.
Well, at any rate, I think we've got a great idea. Now, all we need is a little Western atmosphere.
Now, you mean little innovations like washing the dishes with saddle soap or... taking the panties off the lamb chops and putting chaps on them.
Yeah. You know, things like that. Maybe we could put a brand on the free lunch in case there's any salami rustlers in the joint. And I think maybe we could make ourselves look a little more Western if we lowered that ceiling, Eddie.
Lower the ceiling?
Yeah, it'll force us to walk a little more bow-legged.
I am telling you, this is something. That Horace Greeley would have to open his big mouth.
Wait a minute, Eddie. Here comes a customer. Howdy, partner. You all look like a stranger in these year old parts. Pull up a saddlebag and rest your corral.
Well, now, just a second, bud. What part of the East are you from?
Brother, them's fighting words. When you call me an Easterner, smile.
I'll go you one better. I'll laugh out loud.
Wait a minute. What's your handle, Pod?
I'm Roy Rogers.
Roy Rogers? Well, Roy, welcome to the West. Well, Roy, how do you like this place? I just took it over from my uncle, you know.
Well, what was your uncle, a gopher?
Listen, Roy, I reckon when you make a remark like that, you don't reckon who you're reckoning with. I reckon. My name is Two Gun Archie, and I shoot from the hip.
Well, now I know you. You're
who?
Well, you're Harry the Hipster's nephew, aren't you?
Well, sure. But, Roy, I'm amazed. You mean you knew my uncle?
Of course. I was with him when he died.
You was, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Heart?
Nope. Neck. They dropped him through a trap door.
You mean he was hung? What for?
Well, he did a unforgivable thing, son. He violated the code of the West.
He violated the code of the West? What did he do?
He said a discouraging word.
Well, if he did that, he had it coming to him, the ornery critter. Well, I guess I better write a letter back home to the ranch and tell them what happened to him.
Oh, you have a ranch?
Where'd you think I learned to steer bulldogs? Of course I got a ranch.
Well, where is this ranch?
Where? In the West, naturally.
Where in the West?
Arizona?
What city?
Albuquerque.
Well, now, just a second. That's in New Mexico.
New Mexico? You're probably thinking of Albuquerque.
Now, wait a minute, son. You don't happen to be talking about Albuquerque, do you?
That I never heard of.
Say, tell me, how many head of cattle did you have on this ranch?
What's that?
How many head of cattle did you have on this ranch?
How many head? What are you talking about? We had the whole animal. 9,000 of them. 9,000 steers. And, brother, what a job that was to milk them every morning. But, wait a minute. What am I doing standing here talking about myself like an honorary pool cat? Eddie, bring us a drink.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you have?
Make mine 10 fingers of rye.
10 fingers?
Son, I'm a two-fisted drinker. what'll you have, Roy?
Make mine Coca-Cola.
Well, then maybe you better make mine a Coke, too.
Yes, sir. You gentlemen, take them straight, or would you like them barbecued?
We'll take them straight, Eddie. And incidentally, that word is not barbecue, it's barbecue. Now, Roy, where was we?
Jay, Arch.
Finnegan, where you been? I've been looking for you.
I got caught in a crap game.
A crap game? You mean they allow gambling in Las Vegas? Did you win any money?
Are you kidding? A guy was betting me I couldn't make a 10 the hard way.
The hard way? The 2 fives, huh?
2 fives? The dirty crook, he told me the hard way was a 7 and a 3.
Finnegan, you know, you're the only guy in Las Vegas with a 10-gallon hat on a 1-pint head.
Well, thanks, Doc. Hey, wait a minute. Ain't this guy...
Yeah, this is Roy Rogers.
Well, introduce me.
Okay. Roy, I know in your pictures you have faced death many times. I'd like you to meet Clifton Finnegan.
How do you do?
Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Finnegan.
Thanks. Look, there's something I always wanted to ask you. In them pictures of yours, how come you never kissed Day 11?
Well, a big part of my audience is made up of young folks, and they don't seem to like kissing.
Oh, no? You ought to sit up in the balcony sometime.
Look, Finnegan, I've been thinking. I'd like to talk to you. Will you excuse us a second, Roy?
Oh, certainly.
Finnegan, at this place where you were shooting crap, was there a big crowd?
Oh, certainly, Arch. Them gambling joints make a fortune.
Yeah, they do, huh?
Mr. Archer, you ain't thinking about opening a...
What else, Eddie? We'll put in roulette wheels, dice tables, slot machines, poker chips.
How about blackjack?
We'll only use them if necessary.
Well, look here, who's going to put up the money for all this equipment?
Who's going to put up the money? Roy Rogers. Who else?
Now, just a minute. You heard the man say he only drinks Coca-Cola. You think he's going to back a gambling joint?
I'll find a way. Say, Roy... Roy, you think that a nice, quiet little fish and chips place would go in this town?
Well, let's see. I think it might do pretty good.
Well, why couldn't we turn this joint into a fish and chips joint, Roy? It only costs about $100, and we could go 50-50.
Mm-hmm. You mean I put up 50 and you put up 50?
No, you put up 100.
Well, what's 50-50 about that?
Well, it's obvious. 50 for the fish and 50 for the chips.
Now, just a second, sir.
Okay, Roy, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you as my partner.
Well, okay, but where are we going to get the fish and chips?
Well, there's plenty of places around here to get chips.
What about the fish?
Well, that might be a little tougher. You know, them things ain't easy to catch out here on the desert.
Arch, where did you get all them chips?
Eddie dug them up.
Boy, in that roulette wheel. Hey, what's that thing on top of it? It looks like a rake.
That is what is known in this country as a croupier. In Monte Carlo, they're known as shills.
Hey, but what's Mr. Rogers going to say when he finds out how you spent his money?
Eddie, I promised him fish and chips, didn't I?
Yeah.
Did you get that herring like I told you?
Yeah.
Well, then he's getting fish and chips, ain't he?
Yeah, but I'm afraid he ain't gonna like it.
So what? You think I'm afraid of a movie cowboy? Now, wait a minute. Here he comes now. Well, Roy, how do you like the place?
Well, just a second. You told me this was going to be a fish and chip place.
Well, there they are, Roy. There's the chips, and over there, that's the fish.
You mean that tired-looking herring?
What do you expect for $100 a trained seal? Now, look, Roy.
Just a second, partner. I'm afraid we're going to have a little trouble.
Trouble, huh? Now, look here, you Beverly Hills Buffalo Bill. Maybe you don't know it, but you're dealing with a rattlesnake.
Did you call me,
No, but as long as you're here, Finnegan, I'd like you to tell this varmint how tough I really can be.
Okay, Mr. Rogers. This guy is so tough that he drinks rock and rye.
Well, what's so tough about that?
They're real rocks. When I have to be, I'm so tough that even me words hate the sound of each other.
Well, I can't say that I blame them for that.
You don't. Partner, I'm afraid them's fighting words. Put them up.
Look out, Archie's got a gun. Ooh.
Oh. Ouch.
Oh. What a dirty trick. Oh, Arch. Arch, did he get you?
Yep, Finnegan. I'm afraid he outdrew me. Well, I guess this is the end of the road.
Oh, don't say that.
It's true, Finnegan. I'm on my way to the happy hunting grounds, to that little ranch house in the sky. Well, Eddie, so long, old man.
So long.
I hate to leave you, Eddie. You're as far and square a man as I've ever met. But I'll see you up there, where the hand clasp is a little stronger.
Is that your last words?
Not yet, Finnegan. In closing, I would like to say that you, Roy Rogers, I forgive. At least you was man enough to shoot me with me boots on. Better get closer, fellas. Me eyes are starting to get a little dim. That's it. Make a circle around me.
Hey, look, Arch, how come you ain't bleeding?
I guess he just injured me internally, Finnegan.
Just a second, Archie. Before you go, I'd like to say a last word to you.
You mean about that lead that you poured into me, Roy?
Yes, that lead was a blank cartridge.
Finnegan, help me out.
Now, Arch, don't start it all over again.
Who's starting anything? Roy, you learned me a big lesson tonight. I now know that it takes more than a gun and a horse to be a Roy Rogers, and I'd like to be more like you. Could you introduce me to that casting director over at Republic?
This program has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. ¶¶